This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A couple of other great resources out there for you. Some more information online at KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn more about Class Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business owner. They've got some great stuff up on the website. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Nice little snapshot of what's going on in the markets each and every week. Also a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed part of today's show or if you missed part of a previous show, you can always keep up to date. Again, just get to KlausFinancial.com and sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And do not forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. It will not cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Without any further ado, we welcome in our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how have you been?
Very good, thanks.
Great to talk with both of you this morning. We've got an interesting conversation ahead, as always. We're going to be talking about something called the SECURE Act, which I think people have probably heard a little bit about in the media and may not know exactly what it is. So we'll get some a better understanding of what exactly the SECURE Act was and how it applies. We'll do that. Of course, we'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the program. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. Friends at Kloss Financial brought a $25 gift card to Outback. A chance for you to win that. We'll tell you how you can do that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, typically both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Before we get rolling on today's conversation about that SECURE Act, let's take a look at back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get that answer as well.
Yes, we had a great conversation last week, and we discussed bull markets, which as of yesterday, we're still in one, by the way. So last week's question was actually, how long does the average bull market last? And the correct answer was approximately 4.5 years. So congratulations to everyone who called in, especially to our winner, who was Eric from Janesville. So thanks for listening and listen again today.
Really good stuff. And again, yeah, as you mentioned, we will be doing another Kloss Quiz Question Week coming up later this morning. So as we talk about the SECURE Act, and there's a new law, it's been passed, a new one just passed by Congress at the end of the year, and does some really interesting things and has some interesting ramifications as well for us as we're planning our retirements, correct?
It really does. So for those who don't know, you might want to go Google SECURE Act because it could impact both your long-term estate planning for how you pass on retirement accounts to beneficiaries, could impact your trusts if your trusts have been indicated to be to have IRA beneficiaries. And it could just impact you as well as it relates to required minimum distributions, traditional IRA contributions, things like that. So we're going to hit three or four highlights of the SECURE Act, but I want to be clear as we get into this, this is not comprehensive of the SECURE Act because we only have about 25 minutes on the show. So again, maybe do some of your own due diligence. We will hit some highlights today. On December 20th, 2019, so just a couple weeks ago, President Trump signed into law the SECURE Act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. And the law is mainly intended to expand opportunities for individuals to increase their retirement savings. So here's some highlights. Number one, there are no more age restrictions on traditional IRA contributions. So for those who don't know, prior to this law being passed in December of 2019, you could not make traditional IRA contributions after the age of 70 and a half, traditional being the pre-tax retirement contributions. Even if you had earned income, you couldn't make those contributions. Now, many of us know if you were still working at an employer, you could make 401k pre-tax contributions if your employer offered a plan after 70 and a half, but not traditional IRA. And very often, people who are still working after 70 and a half, it's some sort of contractor job or consulting job where they need to make their own IRA contribution, and they were ineligible to do so. Now, that restriction did not apply to Roth IRAs, by the way, but it did apply to traditional IRAs. Well, no longer. Now, due to one of the changes in the SECURE Act, you can make traditional IRA deductible contributions after the age of 70 and a half, as long as you have earned income. The SECURE Act also increases the age at which you must begin taking required minimum distributions from age 70 and a half to age 72. So this is important. Again, SECURE Act now increases the age at which you must begin taking RMDs from 70 and a half to 72. As a matter of fact, Sean, how many shows have we done on RMDs over the years? Probably
a couple, yeah.
Maybe 100.
Yeah.
I mean, just a ton. Yes. And so this is an important thing of if you're entering retirement in retirement, you need to think about, does this impact me? Now, here's the critical point. If you turn 70 and a half, which, by the way, is wonky in and of itself because 70 and a half. But if you turn 70 and a half before the end of 2019, this doesn't impact you. You are going to be applied to the old laws. However, if you turn 70 and a half after the end of 2019, let's say your 70 and a half birthday was on January 1st of 2020, mm-hmm. then suddenly your new required minimum distribution starting age is 72. So this allows you to push off having to make required distributions. However, just remember, there's penalties if you don't take the first RMD at the right time. And so just really look into kind of those laws and how they work, whether it impacts you, and whether you should be taking your first required distribution.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as we're learning about the SECURE Act, there's another pretty important thing just to kind of keep in mind, isn't there?
Yeah, so when we talk about when you inherit an IRA, and actually we just had a show recently about this, always great if you're one of those fortunate people who gets to inherit. But I think it's important for those people who are the ones that likely are going to be leaving the money to understand this change that occurred with the passing of this act. So we want to be clear. This change affects certain non-spouse beneficiaries. So traditionally, what we've been telling everyone on the show for years is that you would have the opportunity when you left behind IRA pre-tax accounts, 401ks or IRAs, for your beneficiaries, that the beneficiaries would have the opportunity to stretch it out over their lifetime. And that was the big change in the passing of this bill. Now, again, there's no change inherent for a spouse. Those rules stay the same. Also, for a child who is a minor child of the deceased account owner or beneficiaries who's no more than 10 years younger than the deceased owner. So there's some caveats there, but that's the big one, that there's no changes for them. But let's talk about a parent or any individual who leaves behind an IRA, for example, for Sean, okay?
Yes.
They're not related. Sean's thinking about this right now.
Yes, I am.
You're not related. And the only caveat that's different here is Sean will not be able to stretch it out over his lifetime. He's a non-spouse, non-designated beneficiary in this case. He will have to actually liquidate it within a 10-year period. So you still get 10 years to take it out gradually, but the IRS would like you to have it emptied out within that 10-year period. And there's a big reason for that, because that's tax money that hasn't been realized yet by the IRS, and they would like their money. So just by putting the lid on this stretch IRA strategy that we've been discussing for years, this new law has the potential to generate about $15.7 billion in tax revenue over the next decade. So that's money that they're going to start realizing because of the force of getting it out within a 10-year period. Again, it doesn't stop you, preclude you from cashing the whole thing out. That's totally fine. It just doesn't allow you to stretch it out over that longer period of time, which could have been 30, 40 years. So you'll just have to make your choices now, Sean. 10 years, get the money out, and move on.
I'll be stopping
from
in.
There, so.
I'll be stopping in by you guys later this morning. We'll go over some of that stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to help you out as well. If you have questions, of course, you can always call. We'll get you right on the air with Malia and CJ. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, 321-1310. I would assume you've probably heard again of the SECURE Act. And as we've been talking this morning, maybe something's popping into your head. CJ and Malia would love to answer those questions for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not going to charge you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial up online. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also take your calls at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We've been talking a little bit about the SECURE Act. We'll talk about three letters coming up and any changes there, things we need to know. Those three letters, QCD, what are they? What does it mean to you? We'll find out from CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And a fantastic conversation about the SECURE Act, what it's all about. If you missed any of that conversation, don't forget, as always, you can get the podcast up at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals. Mentioned before the break, QCD, Qualified Charitable Distributions. Are there any changes? Is it affected at all by the new law?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about QCDs. We actually did an entire show on this probably about a month ago. So feel free to jump on our website and take a look at that show if you want topics specifically on QCDs. But we will talk about how the SECURE Act interacts with QCDs in just a moment. Before we do that, though, Malia did a great job of referencing what happens relative to the SECURE Act if now I'm inheriting an IRA or a 401k after 2020. And so I just want to hit the highlights of what we've discussed so far. The three big takeaways are number one, no more age restrictions on making a traditional IRA contribution after the age of 70 and a half, as long as you have earned income. So that to me is a win for taxpayers. Number two is RMD age. Now, if you turn 70 and a half, or I'm sorry, if you're not 70 and a half by the end of this year, that by the end of 2019, I should say, then your new RMD age is 72. So it is later on in life. That again is a win for taxpayers because now they can wait a little bit longer. Quick nerd fact, by the way.
Yes.
This only applies to about 10 to 15% of IRA owners because most are making distributions before they turn that age. So quick little fun fact. It's really not a huge win, but it's a small win for those who are not yet wanting or needing to take distributions out of their IRAs. So again, that pushback of the RMD age to 72, general win. The loss, you could argue, because how are they paying for all this stuff? We know our government isn't exactly in financially great shape right now, or hopefully I'm not surprising you by saying that. So how did they pay for all of this? Because we just can't pass cuts, cuts, cuts. And the answer is, well, they paid for it by eliminating the stretch IRA provision for beneficiaries who are not minor children, and for beneficiaries who are not disabled, and for beneficiaries who are not spouses. So again, Malia gave the example of you, Sean. You might be a child, but you're not a minor child, and therefore, if you inherited, you have to pull out the money in 10 years. That is a big deal. And let me just hit the pause on that. Malia mentioned it already, but you might want to therefore talk to your financial advisor and your estate planning attorney to determine if your plans of how you are going to distribute your retirement accounts still applies appropriately. Because there's this old adage, which was like, give it to the youngest beneficiary possible, because then they can stretch out the deferral of tax for 40 or 50 years. Well, not so much. And so that would be something for you to review. But yes, moving on now to QCDs. How did this change in the SECURE Act impact my ability to do a qualified charitable distribution, which is up to $100,000 per year, pulled out of my IRA and goes directly to a charity? And the answer is, it didn't really change much of anything. So here's what's weird. Even though your RMD age is now 72, it doesn't impact the fact that at 70 and a half, you can actually do a qualified charitable distribution. Kind of weird. So at 70 and a half, even though you may not be required to make minimum distributions to yourself, you could still do a qualified charitable distribution of up to $100,000 to a charity in that year and every year thereafter under the new law. There is one small caveat, which is it could be offset by your ability to make a contribution to that IRA now under the SECURE Act. Because again, remember, after 70 and a half, now I can make contributions. So there could be some minor offset there. But the bottom line is it does not impact the age at which you can begin doing QCDs. If you don't know what I'm talking about on QCDs, do two things. Go to our website and listen to the show all about QCDs. And number two, go talk to your financial advisor, because it is a big opportunity for both you and the charities that you care about.
And you may have heard CJ use the word directly, and that's an important word.
It is, yes.
Definitely want to brush up on that. Absolutely fascinating stuff, as always, as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to switch gears. We're going to open up the listener question corner. We'll also do our Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number coming up a little bit later in this segment. We'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. Another great opportunity for people to reach you guys at Klaus Financial is through the website. Submit a question for the show. And of course, now we've got time for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And one of the listeners, Amy, submitted this fantastic question. She says, I'm turning 65 in May of this year. How soon can I sign up for Medicare?
Thank you, Amy, for submitting this question. It's a good one. As a matter of fact, many of our questions that are submitted through the website revolve around Medicare and Social Security and 401ks. So this one is similar. And again, a reminder, go to our website if you want to submit a question. But again, thanks, Amy, for the question. If you're eligible for Medicare when you turn 65, you can sign up during the seven-month period that begins 3 months before you turn 65. It includes the month that you turn 65, and then 3 months thereafter. That's why we say 7 months. You'll hear people say the six-month period, but it's actually technically a seven-month period. And if you're already receiving Social Security benefits when you reach 65, you'll automatically get enrolled in Medicare. But if you haven't started Social Security yet, but you're approaching your 65th birthday, now's the time to apply for Medicare. So again, 3 months before, the month at 65, 3 months thereafter, you've got this window of time where you need to get signed up. Make sure you get signed up or make an election during that time frame. Doesn't mean you have to take full-fledged Medicare at 65, because some people are still working and stay on their group plans, but you need to at least make some sort of basic election about how you're going to handle it when you turn 65.
Great information, as always. And, of course, Medicare.gov, great resource as well. Talking this morning with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also going to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Outback. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. The Secure Act changes the age that you must first begin to take out RMDs, required minimum distributions. Previously, that age was 70 and a half. What is the new age starting, age beginning in 2020? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card to Outback. Don't forget as well, again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. CJ, Malia, always a ton of fun to hang out. Great to see both of you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And of course, Dr. Hemkes comes your way next with Advocate MD right here, 1310 WIBA.